Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Three down, one to go here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long taking you up till 8 p.m. We're going to talk more Saints. We're going to have Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball to talk College World Series action. But we do have some news, and that's from NewOrleans.football. Cam Akers, running back who spent last year with the Texans and the Vikings, will be trying out at minicamp this week. It's another name to add to the list of visits and workouts, but having a guy in for a tryout is a bit more significant, and it's not unusual to see a guy make the roster out of one of these tryouts. We saw it already this offseason with Donovan Peoples-Jones, and if you remember Lynn Bowden, he was a guy who had a tryout and stuck around for the entire season. So it's not unusual for the Saints to add a player at this stage through a tryout. And I think it's pretty telling. You know, it's the Saints are very clearly still adding to this roster. You know, you've seen them linked to Asante Samuel Jr., to Gabe Davis. You know, I know there's going to be some talk about Jair Alexander. I don't think he's really in the cards, but there's pretty clear that the Saints feel like they can still add some pieces here.
Yeah, to the running back room. And with Cam Akers, he's a talented guy, but he's just had Achilles issues throughout his young career. He's only 25, which is kind of shocking considering he started his career back in like 2021, I want to say. No, actually 2020, but in 2021, he had an Achilles tear. And then 2023, when he started with the Vikings, he had another Achilles injury. So he's had injury issues throughout his young career. And he's hopped around from spot to spot, the Rams, Minnesota. Then he was with Houston for a time last year, and then he went back to Minnesota. So it's an interesting name to add to the room potentially. Like, he's just coming in for a workout, you said, Jeff?
Yeah, no, he's going to be here for a tryout. So he will be at minicamp
okay. This
week.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a bit more significant, right? Like, they'll have guys in and they'll have a tryout behind the scenes and you never hear from them again. It's a little bit more significant when you send them out there to actually work in front of media and fans, because everyone starts asking, who is that? And yeah, he's kind of had a snake-bitten career.
Yes.
Right? Like, he's a guy who came in with a lot of hype, was really impressive with the Rams early in his career. He just couldn't stay on the field. Right? You know, he was a second-round pick, which, for a running back, that's a high pick. If you're drafted in the second round as a running back, you're expected to be a star.
Right, and his rookie year in 2020 with the Rams, he puts up 625 rushing yards on 145 attempts, which is really solid. As I mentioned, in 2021, that's when he has his Achilles tear. And then 2022, he actually rebounds and has another really good year with the Rams, has a career high in 188 rushing attempts with a career high 786 yards that year. And then he just kind of fell off a little bit. Another injury in 2023, as I had mentioned earlier. But regardlessly, a talented guy. It's just a matter of, as you mentioned, he's kind of got the injury bug with him.
And you'd have to give him credit. So you look at his career, right? 2020 appeared in 13 games. 2021, one game. 2022 appeared in 15 games. 2023, seven games with two different teams. And then 2024, he appeared in all 17 games. So you have to at least say, okay, well, he is at least on the right track. He didn't get a ton of run. He had 104 carries, 444 yards, two touchdowns split between the Texans and the Vikings. But hey, you know, like this Saints running back room, I was talking about this today on the podcast Inside Black and Gold, and like I have no idea how to set the depth chart behind Alvin Kamara right now. We were talking about this a little bit with Scott Shanley, and it's like I'd like to say that's Kendre Miller right behind Alvin Kamara. I don't know. You know, and beyond that, it's anybody's right. guess. And when we've seen out at camp is a very much a rotation. It has not been, okay, this is the guy at, you know, obviously Alvin's at the top. This will be the guy behind him. This will be the guy behind him. Like, you've seen pretty much every running back on the roster rotate in for reps with the first team. And that includes guys like Velus Jones and Xavien Valade, guys that you probably forgot were on the team. I think the Saints are very much open to the idea that whoever goes out and there and wins that role is going to get that role.
It's also worth mentioning with Cam Akers that in 2023, he kind of lost his job to Kyren Williams, who really exploded in 2023.
Yeah.
Has gone back-to-back seasons with over 1,000 rushing yards with the Rams, starting with his second year in 2023. And that's part of the reason why they probably got rid of Cam, is because they were so confident in Kyren taking that big leap, which is exactly what he did. Now he's the lead guy over there with the Rams. So it's worth a shot, right, with Cam Akers. The talent's there. It's just been the injury issues. And as you mentioned, it's one big old question mark behind Alvin Kamara, because you want to see Kendre Miller finally have his breakout year, like kind of what Scott Shanley was talking about last hour. Devin Neal, a six-round draft pick. You have high hopes for him as well. Despite taking him in the sixth round, people will say, oh, you know, a running back in the sixth round. It doesn't really matter for running backs. Kyren Williams, who I just mentioned, was a fifth-round pick for the L.A. Rams.
And yeah, he's running back exploded. Position is weird. Like, you could spend a first-round pick on a running back. You could also just find a star running back in the fifth round. Like, it happens a lot. It's one of the only positions where you can routinely find contributing players in the mid to late rounds, and that's part of the reason why teams don't want to pay running backs.
And especially with how good this last year's running back class was, all the talented guys that were coming out, it kind of pushed some guys down a little bit.
Yeah.
And Devin Neal being there in the sixth round, you have to imagine the Saints were very, very happy to scoop him up there.
I keep going back to this. Before the draft, we talked to Joel Thomas, and he was very confident in saying that this running back class reminded him of the 2017 running back class, which was like a year where you were getting Aaron Jones in like the fifth round and Chris Carson, you know, in the seventh round, a guy who was a 1,000-yard rusher multiple seasons with the Seahawks. So, no, I mean, like, I don't think once you get into the NFL, it does not matter where you were drafted. And that's not necessarily always true at like the quarterback position, right? Or even like offensive line. Like, you don't see a ton of sixth, seventh round picks getting, you know, starting jobs as rookies on the offensive line. But at running back, it happens all the time. So I don't look at Devin Neal and say, ah, well, if he was any good, he would have gone higher. I mean, there's a track record for guys. And you don't have to look any further than Kyren Williams.
I just go back to what Greg Cosell from NFL Films, the senior producer who came on with us a couple weeks ago now, talked about the tape from Devin Neal. And whereas he's not the most explosive athlete in the world, which is probably why he fell to the sixth round in the first place, he's got all the production with the Jayhawks program. He broke all these different records, and he's got good speed. It's kind of like a one-cut speed that Greg Cosell was talking about with Devin Neal. And he shows the comp that Cosell made, and it wasn't a one-to-one comp, but he said he shows shades of someone like James Cook with the Bills, who, funny enough, Mike and I were talking about earlier in his contract dispute with Buffalo, looking for like $15 million per year from the Bills because he's a Pro Bowl back that's gone back-to-back seasons with over 1,000 yards in the NFL. If he can be anywhere close to a James Cook, that is a home run hit in the draft for the Saints team. And we'll see what happens with them, because with this running back room the way it is and how open the competition is, he's going to have every chance to prove himself and be one of those studs behind Alvin Kamara.
No question. If he doesn't, there's several other guys sitting there waiting to take their shot. All right, we're going to hit a break here. But first, LSU Arkansas, Saturday, 6 p.m. We got a time set. So put that down on your calendars. When we come back, we'll be getting into a lot more LSU and College World Series talk with Mark Etheridge of D1 Baseball. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Charlie Long. Stick around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Coming back in on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long taking you up till 8 p.m. We're going to get back into college World Series talk, but first, well, I guess not first. Charlie, what we got for a score there, Duke, Murray State?
Duke is up 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. They have a runner on first with two outs, guys. So looking forward to seeing how this one finishes. We only have that one spot left in the College World Series field.
The Blue Devils are blue deviling.
Yeah, they're trying to break that streak. 1961, the last time they made it to the College World Series.
Yeah, when you're the underdog and you blow opportunities early in the game, it almost never goes your way in the end. It's just like waves of the beach. But all right, we're gonna not change course, but we're gonna go to the Orkinard Julius talk in Texas. We're gonna bring in Mark Etheridge, SEC writer for D1 Baseball. Let's break down this Carl's World Series. How you doing tonight, Mark?
Doing good, guys. We almost have our field picked. Just one more team. Yeah, we got left.
You know, it's an interesting field. It's kind of like the ghost of the Pac-12 out there. You got Coastal Carolina. Yeah. It was just that, like, you know, it's a program that I think people forget about. And then, you know, the NCAA baseball tournament rolls around. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's just a team that's there every year. You know, what are your kind of feelings about this group as a whole? It seems kind of fascinating to me.
Well, I think heading into it, you know, considering what we had last year with four SEC and four ACC, I was kind of expecting more of the same. I thought that those two conferences were the best all year, and they would supply the bulk of the teams in the College World Series, and that has not been the case at all. Kind of felt like parity was dead in college baseball, and it is not. Looking around, a lot of the programs that had success all year just didn't have good regional weekends for whatever reason. They may have the most talented roster, they may have the most guys drafted, but they didn't win the games that mattered. And I think that is encouraging if you're one of the mid-majors or you're one of the teams without the huge budgets, that you can get this done. And I think that's what this year showed. Now, whether this is a one-year fluke and we go back to chalk next year, we'll see. But certainly if you're, you know, if you're looking at the overall health of the sport, having more teams capable of making the College World Series is a good thing, and that's what we're seeing.
You know, Mark, for as many people that were saying that it was a bad opening weekend of regional play for the SEC, it wasn't a very good weekend for the ACC and the Supers. Like, obviously, Louisville or Miami, one of those teams were going to advance to the next round. FSU gets to a game three against Oregon State, but they lose. We'll see what happens tonight with Duke and Murray State, but Murray State's hanging in there. They could be the only four seed to make it to this field. And then the one that I wanted to ask you about, probably the biggest shocker of the weekend, because people will say and look at Coastal and what happened at Auburn, but Coastal, you guys were saying it kind of in the bracket preview, like talking about Coastal being underseeded. They could have been a top eight national seed. They get a 13, so Auburn kind of got hosed a little bit with getting them as their super matchup. Arizona going to Chapel Hill and getting bludgeoned 18-2 in that opening game, and then coming back and taking game two 10-3 or 10-8, and then forcing the game three where they're losing the entire game and they pull it out 4-3 to upset UNC. It was an incredible upset for Arizona, especially when UNC was one of the favorites to win the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree. That was the biggest surprise for me, especially since game one. I mean, North Carolina just destroyed them. And credit to Arizona, they came back. They didn't treat that game one loss like it was a death sentence. And they were able to take the lead late and win the game. And then going into the third game, I really felt like North Carolina would handle them. But no, Arizona, they're a club that they were a fringe host team. They played really well in their conference tournament. But they had some debilitating losses that really killed their resume, and it kept them from hosting. But it's certainly a quality club, and went across the country and beat a North Carolina team that won the ACC tournament. A lot of us felt like they were a team that can win it all. You mentioned Coastal. That's where I was this weekend. I saw them play Auburn, and that's a team they've won 23 games in a row now. And a lot of that was against, you know, Sun Belt teams and not even, you know, the top of the line Sun Belt teams. However, after watching them, that team can play. They have good talent. I mean, it's not overwhelming talent. It's not an Arkansas or an LSU or a Tennessee, but it's probably, you know, especially on the mound, it's as good as that next tier of SEC teams. But the thing that really struck me, actually there are two things that struck me about Coastal Carolina. One is their catcher, Caden Bodine. He, you know, in the course of a game, you're going to have some pitches that are obviously strikes and some pitches that are obviously balls. And then there's those fringe pitches that really is up to the umpire, it's up to the zone, the hitter. But in this case, I felt like it was really up to him. He did such a good job receiving pitches. And I'm sitting there watching on TrackMan so I can see the zone. And if it was close, more often than not, Coastal got the call. And in a close game, I mean, those were two hard-fought games against Auburn. That makes a tremendous difference, especially if Auburn gets a runner on base or a key situation, and Coastal's able to steal strikes. And, I mean, having a catcher who can do that, it's a game-changer. The other thing I noticed about Coastal is they are really well coached. They can beat you in different ways. In the first game, they hit four home runs. They're not really a power-hitting team, but that's what they had to do to win that game, and they did it. And then the second game, it was, you know, they manufactured runs. They were behind 1-0 for the bulk of the game, had the opportunity for a big inning, and made it count. And when you have a team that believes like that, they've got this long winning streak, got really strong pitching that keeps them in game so you're not going to get blown out, and then having that confidence that you know you're going to get the clutch hit. You know that next guy is going to come through, and that's what they – I'm a believer, man. I'm not sure who the betting favorite is in that bracket, probably Oregon State. They're the high seed, but – I don't know, man. Coastal's playing at such a high level. I might be tempted to pick them.
Mark, before we get into kind of Omaha and breaking down some of those matchups, because I obviously want to get your thoughts on LSU and Arkansas, I want to talk about their super regional rounds, the Baton Rouge Super and the Fayetteville Super specifically. And I guess we'll start with the Fayetteville one, because that was the one we were all looking forward to. And then Arkansas just, I mean, I know that the score for the first game was close, but Arkansas killed them in both games. 4-3 was not really indicative. Arkansas had 10 hits in that game. They only gave up two, and it was a two-run home run that Zach Root gave up after an error put a runner on base, the first runner of the game on base. And then late in the ninth, a solo shot to cut it to 4-3, but that was it. And then against Liam Doyle, he gives up five runs against this Arkansas lineup, and they just blow him out in game two to move on to the College World Series finals. Arkansas, we've said it a lot this year, they are a scary, scary team because of how complete they are, playing great defense, a really solid pitching staff, and that offense is just terrifying.
Yeah, they really are. That lineup, 1-9, there are no holes, and they've even got depth pieces that they can use to supplement should they need to. I feel like that's the best lineup in the sport, certainly the best one left. The other part for them is, and we didn't really see it because they only played two games, is they just have so many options on the mound. You know, we'll talk about LSU later, but with Arkansas, the difference between LSU and Arkansas for me is that after their top two starters, who are, you know, both teams have really good top two, Arkansas has more guys that they trust, I believe, and who have been able to be dependable options. And I mean, there's 7-8 guys, and they're kind of, you know, based on matchups you can go to and feel pretty good about it. That's for me the difference in the two clubs right now. When I look at that series, the Tennessee or Arkansas series, I was really surprised that they were able to handle Liam Doyle again. Remember, he had his worst outing of the year against them in Fayetteville, 3 weeks ago? I felt like he's such an emotional pitcher. He would come out, and they wouldn't get the best of him two times in a row, but that's exactly what happened. I mean, that lineup is just so ferocious. I feel like, you know, Arkansas, the team, if you shut them down, you had to be absolutely perfect, and that's just such a challenging thing to do at this level. I do think that Arkansas, you know, opening with LSU will be fascinating. I feel like the winner of that game is going to be in the driver's seat to win the whole thing. But I do think Arkansas, because of that pitching depth that we mentioned, is probably better suited if they need to come out of the loser's bracket. I think they're just deeper on the mound. Where LSU, certainly you loved 1-2. I'm not sure if they've got to go through and play back-to-back-to-back days, what that pitching is going to look like. You know, do they have enough guys that they trust?
You know, I look over at the other side of the bracket, and I do find it fascinating. You know, you look at two teams, Coastal Carolina, who you talked a good bit about, and Arizona. You know, Gary Gilmore was kind of that program for so long. Obviously, you know, he's no longer head coach. It's Kevin Schnall now, and they really haven't missed a beat. But then Arizona, you know, when Jay Johnson left that program, it's easy to forget. I mean, basically the entire roster went in the portal. Jacob Berry ended up at LSU. I mean, what Chip Hale has done in just a few years there to kind of rebuild that. Like, when you go to LSU from Arizona, you have that kind of built-in recruiting advantage. It's one of the reasons you go there, right? You're into the SEC.
Sure.
You know, you're able to – you have Dylan Cruz. You're able to find Paul Skeens, and you know, you kind of make that. You know, what do you have to say about Arizona, you know, what they've been able to do in these last few years?
Well, certainly when you hire a guy like Chip Hale, who was, you know, he was a big league player and had not coached in college. I mean, he came in with a different mindset, and there was a learning curve, like any new head coach, but especially one that didn't have a lot of time in the college game. And what he's been able to do these last couple of years, man, I mean, it's, they were good last year, and now they've taken it to another level. I think moving to the Big 12 was a good thing for them. I think they're going to have a lot of success from a baseball standpoint in that league. And I feel like Arizona State's in a similar spot. Those teams are going to have a great opportunity to host regionals and make it back to Omaha in the future. And who's playing? I mean, they've got to be supremely confident now. I mean, you think about what they've done the last few weeks, and then we talked about how good North Carolina's been. If you can go and on the road and win a series at North Carolina, you can play with anybody in the country. And so they've got to be sky high as they head into this next round.
Mark, going back to the LSU-Arkansas matchup, I wanted to ask you about Zach Root because, I mean, I don't know if fiery is the right word for it. It's probably the most radio-friendly word that we could use for his performance against Tennessee. And, you know, that was a heated competition. But he shut them down. And the whole thing with Zach Root that's really fascinating. I remember we've talked with you about him, kind of previewing the LSU-Arkansas series basically a month ago at this point. You know, the talented lefty and all SEC performer, an 8-5 record, a 3.59 ERA. He's got great strikeout numbers as well. But the thing that really works for him is when he can kind of generate this soft contact and he gets a lot of ground outs and he can go deep into games that way. And he just locked down a Tennessee offense. It's almost similar because I remember when we were previewing that LSU-Arkansas game, he was coming off a fantastic performance against Texas as well. So he's just a really, really talented pitcher. You know, we're going to see two elite lefties. I imagine that Kate Anderson is going to go on Saturday night as well. But Zach Root, I wanted to get your evaluation of him.
Well, most of the year he's pitched backwards, and you know, meaning that it's been more off speed to set up the fastball. But he's had a velo jump over these last couple of outings. He was up to, I think he was 98 in Hoover, and he was 99 against Andrew Fisher for one pitch the other night. That's when you have such good off-speed stuff and your fastball is ticking up, that just makes you that much more challenging to deal with. I didn't see live anyway the game against Tennessee. You know, I was at Auburn, but he has not been a particularly flamboyant pitcher. You know, Liam Dole certainly is, and Root has not been that way all year, but boy, he was. You know, looking at the highlights, he was really jacked up for that game, and it'll be interesting to see how you harness your emotions in the biggest stage, in the biggest game you've ever pitched. And as we mentioned, everyone's going to be looking at that LSU-Arkansas game as one of the keys to the whole season at this point, and who can handle their emotions the best. Certainly, Cade didn't have his best outing against West Virginia. Again, I didn't see that one either, just looking at the numbers, but I'm a believer in him. I mean, that's a kid that's got a shot to be the number one overall pick. He's got the proven track record, and you have to figure after he didn't have the results he wanted the other night that he'll be dialed in. He's not going to have two bad games in a row. So that is must-see TV from a pitching standpoint. And then you think about the lineups that these teams are facing. We talked about Arkansas's lineup, but LSU, they've certainly been, we'll say, inconsistent at times, but when it's going, it's as good as anybody. And they get it rolling, and they get some free bases to go along with the hits, so you don't have to string four and five hits together in an inning. You mix in some walks and errors and they hit by pitches, and LSU turns into a lineup that can put up some big numbers. And I think that's going to be the key if you're looking for a key to how this game's going to go. Can LSU get free bases? And if they do, then that lineup, for me, that's the key to make them go. Meanwhile, with Arkansas, you got to keep the ball in the park when you're facing them. Make them string three, four hits together. Don't give them walks and don't let them. You know, it's a big ballpark, but you got to make them double you to death instead of homer you to death. And they've been able to do both all year, but I think that's the key heading into that monster showdown.
17 walks and probably about half a dozen hit by pitches as well in this past weekend's matchups against West Virginia. Mark, as you kind of mentioned, that's a staple of Jay Johnson's lineups. Mm-hmm. Like, they love earning the free passes and then making the most of it, getting clutch hitting. Like, you, whenever you kind of, and this happened multiple times throughout the weekend, where LSU would just earn walks and earn, you know, an error would put a guy on, and then they come up with a big hit. That's obviously going to be a key for this upcoming weekend. But to your point about Cade Anderson, you know, I wanted to bring it up because we were there this past weekend, at least for the Saturday game. He got hit by a comebacker up the middle, and it hit him in the arm. And he was kind of cruising through the first five. Then LSU puts up that seventh spot in the back end of the fifth inning, and all of a sudden, he's sitting down for like 45 minutes. And he comes back out, and he gets lit up a little bit. LSU scores another six runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Jay throws him back out there. So there were a couple factors at play to why he gave up, you know, the 6 earned runs, the 7 runs total. But I'm right there with you. I think that he's primed for a huge showing, because if you just look at him in the postgame presser, because he was one of the players that they had talked to, he looked angry that was his final performance at Alec Box Stadium. As you mentioned, he's going to be one of the top picks in the draft. I would expect him to come out fiery in that opener against Arkansas.
Yeah, and you know he's going to be extra geeked to face Arkansas as well. I mean, that's just such a good lineup. It's such a monster stage for everyone. It's right before the draft. There's just so many areas, so many storylines, we'll call them, as we head into that one. So, yeah, I mean, I love the fact that you're going to have this monster matchup on Saturday night to kind of get us going in the College World Series. Although I sure wouldn't have hated it if they were on opposite sides of the bracket and they got to play 3 times, you know, in the final series. But as it is, I would imagine they're going to play at least a couple of times in the early rounds here. And as for my opinion, 2 of the best teams in the country and have been all year, and they're going to have a say in who wins the title. Anybody that beats, you know, that wins a title is going to have to go through those 2 teams.
You know, Mark, looking back to that weekend series at the Box about a month ago, like I had mentioned earlier, I mean, how much do you think you can really take from that? LSU takes 2 of 3 from Arkansas. Both Cade and Zach Root had a really solid performance in the opening game. It goes to 10 innings, and that was the game where Ethan Fry hits the walk-off sacrifice fly to win it in extra innings. And then LSU run rules them in game 2. They lose game 3. How much can you really take from that series realistically as we look ahead to, you know, the opening round of the College World Series this weekend?
Well, yeah, certainly it wasn't that long ago. I think it was the next to last weekend of the season. I was there. I was there for that first game that didn't start till what was about 11 o'clock by the time we kicked it off. It was 2 great pitchers, and they both pitched well enough. And so you do have a recent view of what those lineups look like, and the flip side is also true because the lineup has seen them recently. So I do feel like that's, you know, it's kind of a wash. I don't know that it favors either side. But yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be it could be one of these matchups that we're talking about years from now.
All right, Mark, can't let you leave without putting you on the spot. You know, we know 7 of the 8 teams. Who's your pick right now if you had to pick somebody to win it all?
I like Arkansas. I think they're the most complete team. They have the best lineup. They have the deepest pitching staff. The trick for them, though, is they draw LSU and Cade Anderson in the first game. So that's the hardest first round game you can have. And so that's the key. I do think that they do have enough pitching that could come back through the loser's bracket, but then you're probably going to have to face him again. So it's tough. But I do think their offense, certainly I like their bullpen more than what LSU's got. And if they can get Anderson out of the game after 7, 8 innings, I don't know that LSU knows what they're going to get out of Cowan. What's Cason Evans' role? Do you have to hold him as a third starter, or can he come in and close? Certainly game 1, perhaps he could. But I just think those are the 2 best teams. And if I had to bet right now, I'd favor Arkansas.
You know, it's not the answer we wanted, but that's why I believe you. All right, Mark Etheridge, D1 Baseball. Thanks so much for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, you heard it. Mark's picking Arkansas. Can't have him on anymore.
Vegas is right there with them.
Yeah.
They got Arkansas as the lead. And with all the reporters that we keep talking to that cover this thing for a living, Arkansas is the most complete team in the country. There's a reason that they're here. We'll see if LSU can go ahead and pull off that upset in game 1 and get themselves into the winner's bracket of the College World Series, because, you know, going 1-0 and then getting into the 2-0 part of the bracket in Omaha is just as important as it is in like a regular regional. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it, though.
My prediction is that these teams play more than once.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe bet, I would say. I think either one of them, because you're looking at the other side of it,
right?
It's UCLA and then one of Murray State or Duke. I mean, Mark just made the argument that LSU and Arkansas are the 2 best teams remaining. The seeding tells you that. The numbers tell you that. and you have to agree with them.
Yeah, whoever ends up in that loser's bracket is not done. Let's put it that way.
Right.
But all right, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. here on Sports Talk. Keep it locked on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, just a couple more minutes here on Sports Talk. And Charlie, we have a request. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. We got a text here from 3495 on the Oak and Art Joyce Talking text line. It says, you guys may have already shared this, but I'm interested in hearing y'all's perspective on your trip to the box. I missed the cut, so you're going to have to fill me in. How was that?
It was a lot of fun. So we were on the third baseline. We were under the kind of upper bleach. Yeah, we were in the shade. So we
weren't important.
On that day, it was extraordinarily important with how hot it was.
One of the hottest days I've ever experienced. I've lived down here for, what, 9 years now? I don't know if I've experienced a hotter day.
The breeze was nice. So, I mean, that was really cool. The wind was blowing out. And I think we mentioned this a little bit earlier on the show. The ball was popping out the park. LSU had like three different home runs that they hit. It was Curiel's three-run shot, Milam's grand slam. And
Jake Brown who hit a bomb? Or that was
Jake Brown hit
game.
In the second game. Yeah. There was another, I think, grand slam in that game as well, where it felt like there were flyouts.
Curiel
hit the three-run shot.
Okay.
So, but all these home runs, you're thinking, oh, this is just going to be, you know, a warning track, kind of flyout. It's going to tag up the runner. And then they just find the seats. It was kind of incredible. But even with the weather conditions and how hot it was out there, the box was loud. It was like, you know, people have been posting on social media that it's one of the best, if not the best, home field advantage in college baseball. It's legitimate. Like, it turned into a zoo after Curiel's three-run shot. And then after Milam's grand slam, where they really opened up the game against West Virginia, and you felt like, okay, LSU's got this under control. They're going to win this game and rout West Virginia in game one. Where 80% of game one winners go on to win the Super Regional Round Series, LSU fans showed up this weekend, Jeff, and they were rowdy, they were excited, and you can bet they're going to show up for Omaha too.
It's funny you mentioned that, the home runs that just kind of carried, because when I was listening to the middle innings on the radio,
yeah,
and Chris Blair, like, it was funny, like, because when you're watching it, you're like, oh, that's probably a home run. You can see it off the bat. When you're just listening to it, you can it's funny when the announcer doesn't think it's a home run, because you're kind of basing everything off that. And like, there was, I think the Milam one,
yes,
he did not, like, you could tell the way he was going through it. It was like, oh, it's just a lazy fly to left field or whatever. It might have been right field.
People were criticizing Chris for that call. And I'm like, Did you watch the hit?
Yeah.
It off of Milam's bat, it looked like it was going to be a routine flyout. Yeah. Not even like necessarily a warning track flyout.
Just kept going.
And it just kept going. And then it was so funny because the crowd went silent. And I just go, is that going out? And then it finds the right field bleachers. Yeah. It's just like, wow, grand slam. And then LSU had officially broken the game open. Steven Milam, by the way, one of the most important hitters. We didn't really get to talk with Mark about it, but he's been red hot recently. He's been fantastic over the weekend, had 8 RBI in 2 games against West Virginia.
He had 7 RBI in 2 at-bats.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Like, and he also earned a couple walks, too. So going back to that whole thing with Jay Johnson teaching plate discipline for his squads and getting on base and just kind of causing havoc for the opposing defense. West Virginia's defense kind of faltered at points, especially, you know, last night in the 7th inning where they gave up that 6th spot, where LSU really kind of said, all right, we're booking our ticket tonight. We're not going to go to a game 3. We don't need to go to a game 3. We don't want to go to a game 3. We're closing this thing up. And so I wasn't there, you know, last night. The game got postponed a couple hours, so we didn't take the trip on Sunday. But as far as Saturday goes, given the weather conditions and how hot it was, the crowd was still fantastic. And it really is one of the best home field advantages in all of college baseball, if not the best.
Yeah, as annoying as that delay probably was, you know, it probably didn't hurt to get out of the hottest part of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's also kind of plays into it with at night when the weather's not as bad. Alkbox was a zoo at points, especially, you know, when LSU's bats were rallying and putting up those big crooked numbers. That crowd gets behind that team. And if you're an opposing team, especially in the postseason there, it's kind of a house of horrors.
No doubt. And you got that big tiger over right field. Yeah, that's
intimidator.
That's scary to look at. All right. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Charlie Long. Take one more quick break and close it out here on Sports Talk. Keep it locked on WWL. All right. Closing things out here on Sports Talk. We got corrected. Josh Pearson with the first grand slam there on Saturday. We don't want any Josh Pearson erasure going on.
No, none of that.
On this show. It's just, you know, there were so many home runs, hard to keep track of them all.
Yeah, it's fair. And the Jake Brown one came in game 2, yeah. Yes.
It's crazy to think that, like, a grand slam kind of got erased from my brain over the course of 2 days, but there was just so many runs scored.
There was a ton of home runs on West Virginia's side, too.
I think that was the first 4 runs. Or maybe, no, I think they scored a run in the first, and then maybe they had the grand slam.
Because LSU has over 100 home runs this year. West Virginia had like 50 coming into it.
And they knocked it out.
What I'm saying. The ball was flying out the park this past weekend. It was insane.
In a series where West Virginia had some pitching, that could have gone very differently.
The crazy thing is their pitching staff was the strength of the team, and they just got rocked. I mean, it had to have been some of the elements affecting those pitchers. Because
they had one inning where they used 4 pitchers. 2 of them didn't even get an out.
Exactly. It was rough for them.
No question. But all right, who dat? Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long signing off. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Stick around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.